This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you are a Bernie Sanders supporter, you need to vote for Trump. Yes, it's true. I'll explain why. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. And all you Bernie supporters out there, I want to congratulate you, first of all, because if you chose Bernie over Hillary, then you have a brain, you know, where people who vote for Hillary, it's got to be the medicated masses, you know, the brain dead zombies, the pharma zombies just punching the Chad for Hillary and whatever however they vote these days. who votes for Hillary other than a zombie? Seriously. I mean, Bernie Sanders has all the popular support on the Democrat side. And so a lot of people have been supporting Bernie. And 3 months ago, I did a podcast where I said Bernie Sanders was not going to win the nomination. Bernie Sanders was there, I said, just for theater. Hillary Clinton already had the entire thing rigged. The game was already, the die was cast. The game was rigged. The playing field wasn't level. It was all preordained. It's all Hillary Clinton because she's got the system all, you know, biased in her favor. And I remember after that podcast, I got some emails from some Bernie Sanders supporters who were just screaming at me about, what do you mean? What do you mean? Is it not a real democracy? You know, you think our votes don't count? Our votes do count. And Bernie Sanders is going to win. He's super awesome. He's friendly. He's so popular. Everybody loves Bernie. And they were convinced that, I mean, laugh if you want. This is kind of hilarious. They thought their votes counted. I know. They thought they lived in a free society that was a representative democracy or republic, if you will. They thought, oh my God, they thought that politicians allowed voters to choose who was in power. I know. I know. It's the millennials. They're very gullible. They haven't lived long enough to know how the system is really rigged, but they're learning. So give them some credit. They're learning. They're starting to wake up. They're starting to gain some maturity and some wisdom now. You know, those of us who have been around for a few generations, we know the game is rigged. That's not even a debate. Of course the game is rigged. It's all preordained. Votes don't count. It's black box voting. It's all a joke. The delegates already been pre-chosen. The media coverage already pre-chosen. Everything has been scripted in advance. It's a narrative that you're supposed to swallow and believe because you're gullible. And so all these Bernie Sanders supporters, they were really angry when I said Bernie Sanders isn't going to get it because this thing has already been rigged for Hillary. But then a few months later, they found out, oh my God, the Health Ranger was right. Bernie Sanders did not get it. And that's called waking up to the real world, Neo. Welcome to the world of reality. Now, I want to commend you if you were a Bernie Sanders supporter on the Democrat side for choosing Bernie over Hillary. But by now you have awakened and realized that the game is rigged, just as I said, and that Hillary is going to be the nominee for the Democrats. It's a done deal. I already told you that months ago, before all these election results were in. I already told you that. This is easy for me to see this stuff. Easy. This is a no-brainer. Funny. People think their votes count. That's really funny. So why should you now, if the race comes down to Hillary versus the Don, right? Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, and it's not Dillery Clump either. They're not the same. It is Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. Why you, if you're a Bernie supporter, why you should vote for Trump instead of Clinton? Okay? This is what I want to get across here. And I say this knowing that Trump is very, very likely to get the Republican nomination. Not 100%. They could pull a wild card. They could try to assassinate him. Who knows? But it's looking like it's like 95% chance at this point. So if it's Clinton versus Trump, you should support Trump. Why? because Trump is the anti-establishment outsider that's going to rock the system that already screwed you by taking away Bernie Sanders from you. In other words, Hillary Clinton rigged the game because she's an insider. She's part of the establishment. She is part of the system that just screwed you over big time, just took away your voice, took away your vote, and told you, you know, slapped you in the face, shoved Hillary Clinton down your throat and said, this is your nominee. No matter what you want, it's going to be Clinton. No matter what you vote for, no matter who you vote, it's going to be Clinton. That system is what you need to now revolt against. How do you revolt against that system at the voting booth? You vote for a wild man. I'll just put it that way. You vote for a wild man like Donald Trump. You don't know. You have no idea what Donald Trump's going to do. Is he going to build a wall, not build a wall, kick people out? Build a wall with a little door in it? A wall that's 10 feet higher? Who knows what Trump would do? I don't even know. I'm not even going to try to guess. But the system is so screwed up at this point that all of us want some kind of outsider anti-establishment person to just go in there and start knocking heads. You know, just go in there and just rip the carpeting right out of the White House. You know what I mean? Just go in there, like spray paint slogans on the wall. Trump was here, all over the place. You know, just, and obviously these are metaphors. I'm not saying vandalize the White House. this is a narrative method for depicting a point. We want Donald Trump to go in there and radically reform the political system. That's what we all want. Because that system is screwing not only you, Bernie Sanders supporters, it's also been screwing me and everybody else too. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that establishment, that system has been screwing you so bad. And it's going to continue to screw you. And all they want is to use you, steal your money, they call it taxes, force you to buy their corrupt products, Obamacare, and loom over you with this totalitarian police state regime, this surveillance state, and this oppressive regime of big government, bad government. The system is designed to expand its own power at any cost. They don't want you. They don't need you. They don't have to listen to you. Your vote doesn't matter. They don't answer to you. They don't have any loyalty to you, the people. They're all about themselves. Government protects government. The FDA protects the FDA. The government regime is all about gaining more power at any cost and screwing you, the people. No matter if it's Republican or Democrat, if it's an establishment system, it's all about screwing you over, screwing you hard, like really digging in with a giant wood screw somewhere in your body, inserted somewhere, and just screwing it in. That year after year, every tax return, you know, it's another just tightening that screw a little bit more until you could taste it. And Donald Trump is a guy who's so unpredictable that there is a chance, it's not a certainty, but there is a chance that he can go in there and just radically reform the system in so many ways, or shake it up, or break it down, or do something different. It's like a giant question mark with an exclamation point after. Like, it's a logic bomb, you know? It's like at the end of a sentence, you take a question mark and an exclamation point, and you throw random words in front of it, and you toss it in there, and you see what happens. You know, is what's gonna happen? Nobody knows. But it's going to be different. That's the thing. The system is so screwed right now. It is so messed up. It is so horrible that we just want something different. I mean, that's what a lot of people want. Just give me anything different, for God's sake. The system is so messed up. So if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, don't vote for Hillary Clinton, the corrupt insider who just screwed you out of your choice, who rigged the game. No, vote for Trump. Say, F you, Hillary, we're going to throw Donald Trump in your face, and he's going to go in the White House and rip up all the carpeting. Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to spill wine on the carpet just to piss you off. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. Yeah, he's going to go in there. He's going to He's going to cut down all the chandeliers. Uh-huh. And he's going to take down all the pictures of dead presidents off the wall, and he's going to put, like, modern art on the wall. That's what he's going to do. Yeah. Crazy spilled paint splatters on white backgrounds. That's see? Trump's going to do that. Whatever he's going to do is going to be crazy. And right now, we need a little bit of crazy in Washington to counteract the total corruption that has brought us to this point and the incompetence that has brought us to this point. And by the way, I wouldn't even characterize Trump as crazy. I would characterize him as very courageous. You know, he's risking his life to do this, by the way. He's risking his life. They're going to try to take him out, no doubt. So he's not, I mean, you might call him a little bit crazy for risking his life, but he's courageous for doing this. And he's adamant, and he's not giving in, and he's not compromising, and he's not taking money from lobbyists. He is going to, why do you think even the Republicans are terrified of Trump? Because he's going to go in there and just rip their pants off and leave them running naked down the halls with their showing the world that they really have no balls at all. Can you, like John Boehner, he's going to rip the underwear right off of John Boehner. And there's going to be a picture on the internet of John Boehner running down the halls with no balls. That's what Trump is going to do. He's totally into the ripping the underwear off of John Boehner and all the other do nothing bureaucrat rhinos that have occupied Washington for far too long. Just rip their shorts right off. Just let them run naked down to the Washington Monument. How about that? They can frolic in the whatever that water is there in front of the monument. They're going to be nutless and spineless. It will basically be like a head, arms, and legs flopping toward the Washington Monument after Trump gets through with them. that would be a sight, wouldn't it? It'd be like sort of the march of incompetence, the march of treasonous, do nothing bureaucrats who have brought us to the verge of total collapse. And whatever else is we're headed for, war internationally too. Anyway, the point is, vote for Trump just to see what the hell's going to happen. That should be a slogan. Vote for Trump, see what happens. It's like a bumper sticker, right? Put it on the back of your car. Vote for Trump, see what happens. How could it be any worse? And that's the question. How could it be any worse if Trump goes in there and does nothing? It gets better. Things get better because Americans try to heal their economy on their own. If Trump goes in there and reverses the 7 years of horrific economic policies, then it gets much better. If Trump goes in there and lowers taxes or banishes the IRS and goes to a flat tax, then things are great. Then things are awesome at that point. If Trump builds a wall and keeps out all the illegal criminals, then things get better then too. Then we start having actual security and Americans can keep their jobs and African Americans can keep more jobs because they're not getting, you know, displaced by illegal workers. There are a number of things that Trump can do that can make things better. But I know you all are really fixated on just this idea of ripping the pants off of John Boehner and watching him flop spinelessly down the stairs of the Capitol building with no spine and no balls. That would be a sight to see. Nevertheless, keep our fingers crossed if that happens to make it onto YouTube. If not, you know what? How bad? I mean, what could happen that could be worse? I mean, suppose Trump goes in there and he's incompetent. Let's say, well, that's not likely to happen. He's not incompetent in business. How's he going to be incompetent? That's not who he is. All right. Suppose he's corrupt. Just suppose, theoretically. Well, that's no worse than what we have right now. Everybody in Washington's already corrupt. So that's just business as usual. There's no downside to that. It's just continuation of what we have. In other words, it's not getting any worse. That's just the way it is already. So that's not a downside. What if Trump goes in there and becomes I don't know. Let's say he becomes a totalitarian. Well, Obama's a totalitarian. Look at all the stuff Obama has done. So that's no worse. You know, Obama's been bypassing Congress and signing executive orders. Well, if Trump goes in there and does that too, that's the same thing we already have now. So that's no worse either. There's really no downside to voting for Trump and seeing what happens. And you know, all these attacks on Trump are so false, and they're so, the narratives, oh, he's bigoted, he's racist, he's anti-woman, he hates Mexicans, all this stuff. Complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. It's just all made up lies by the same system that's trying desperately to get Hillary Clinton elected. Hillary Clinton, who is about as charismatic as a dead person brought back out of the grave on puppet strings to run for president. Like Weekend with Bernie. You know, remember the movie? Not Bernie Sanders, Bernie the dead guy. It's a movie from, I think, the 80s. Weekend with Bernie. That's like Hillary Clinton. She's like a zombie on a puppet stick. She's got the charisma of a flea infested rabid cat or something. She's more offensive than anything I can think of. So how can, you know, you can't, believe me, throw Trump in the White House and see what happens. That's what I'm saying. See what happens. Cause it can't get any worse. It really can't. And there's a good chance that Trump might actually be able to make some positive changes for America that could make things better. I'm not saying I'm 100% in agreement with everything that he said. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, vote for Trump. If you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, vote for the anti-establishment candidate. See what happens. That's how desperate we are as Americans now, after being punished and oppressed by this government. We are so desperate that we will try anything, and that anything right now is looking like Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump fails, we're screwed anyway, folks. This nation is on the verge of implosion anyway. The economic collapse is almost here. The banking system is on the verge of absolute ruin. The culture is in a state of collapse. The education is in a state of collapse. The agricultural system is in a state of collapse in terms of the soils eroding and the quality of the foods being produced and so on. I mean, yeah, they can produce a lot of junk food, but not nutritious food. Our system is in collapse. Western medicine is in a state of collapse. I mean, they've run out of antibiotics. They're out. The bankruptcies from medical costs are just skyrocketing through the roof. System is on the verge of collapse. If Donald Trump fails, we're no worse off than we were anyway. System's going to implode if we don't try something different. So vote for Donald Trump. See what happens. It couldn't be any worse than what we have. pretty simple. Anyway, if you see that bumper sticker, I'm taking credit for it. I'm totally taking credit for it. Or how about this bumper sticker? Vote for Dillery Clump. Because it's all the same. But that's not even true. That's not true. Donald Trump is totally different from Hillary Clinton. But if you think they're both the same, that would be a funny bumper sticker. Vote for Dillery Clump. Yep. All right. I hope this has been entertaining, maybe slightly informative, but mostly just entertaining. Because remember, it's all theater anyway. All this election nonsense, it's all theater. Whatever the hell you do doesn't even matter, believe me. Whether you vote, don't vote. I don't vote, by the way. I haven't voted in at least a decade. You know why? Because I know it doesn't matter. I don't waste my time voting for when votes don't matter. They don't matter. The system's rigged anyway. It's all theater, folks. And the more, you know, when you realize that, that's when you're really gaining maturity and wisdom in your years. When you realize that and you realize that the game is rigged, the system is screwed, your best bet is to focus on something else other than this election, frankly. But if you have to vote, if you feel the need to vote, vote for Trump, see what happens. That's it. All right. Take care. Hey, I've got a lot of amazing videos coming this year. Click subscribe now to stay informed when I release them. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.